the top of the Idea Center.
A-F-A-I. And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crap-infest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. So much crap, so little time. We're all about the pop music this week. And we started with The Rosillos, Scottish punk band, and Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight from 1978. Great sounding record. I loved it. I've loved that record for years. And actually, it was years before I found out, oh, it's written by Jeremy Spencer. Who's Jeremy Spencer? He was in Fleetwood Mac. The song is actually a Fleetwood Mac song that was originally recorded in 1968 as the B-side of their single News of the World, which never even came out here in the U.S. A little hard to find the original nowadays, but somebody's gonna get their head kicked in tonight by Fleetwood Mac. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and that's the way we like it here. Something you'd like to hear? Send me email, ron@crapfromthepast.com. Don't call me, I'm not answering the phone tonight, because that's just the way it works here. Last week, if you missed last week's show, it was all about the girls. That was fun. And then I went on and I did not destroy This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' when I filled in for Mick Novak last week. The show came out pretty good. If I do say so myself, I didn't embarrass myself. So if you've got nothing better to do, go back and listen to it on the KFAI archives at KFAI.org. And I also found out that International Women's Day is coming up at some point in March. I don't know when. So maybe I'll play another girl song or two. Maybe. Or maybe I'll just play stuff like this. The fourth single from the Private Eyes album from Daryl Hall and John Oates, and a request from Debbie, who's listening in... can't tell. They got an email at ron@crapfromthepast.com. But she wanted to hear Your Imagination by Daryl Hall and John Oates. So, from the summer of 1982, Your Imagination from Daryl Hall and John Oates on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can we play more records tomorrow?
Yes.
On Crap from the Past.
Wish I knew more about them? I don't. Blackfoot. Like I didn't know it had a false ending. Man, that's obnoxious. All right, let's see how it ends again. Ten, nine, eight. I think I'm good. Blackfoot Sue. Glam? Sure. I'm Standing in the Road was a big British hit from the summer of 1972. And I can't say I remember it from the first time around, but there it is. Anybody I know work on that record? No. Nope. I got nothing. I don't know who those guys are. British? Presumably. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. And though we are carried on several affiliates all around the world, I have to tell you that the KFAI Pledge Drive is coming up in a couple weeks. First week in April, if I'm not mistaken. And the theme for this week's, or this particular Pledge Drive for me, New Kids on the Block. I'm not proud, but I decided to purge myself of my giant New Kids on the Block memorabilia collection. You think I'm joking, but actually, it's really quite astonishing the amount of crap I have. Magazines, books, backstage pass or two, coin that was actually minted, full sets of the trading cards, lunchbox, sleeping bag, three pictures, one of them a giant, like a 20-inch by 30-inch print. Really quite a lot of stuff. And I'm going to give it all away to the proper pledge here at during the KFAI pledge drive. Not going to sell it. Going to give it away to the highest bidder, basically. And more details to come, but you're certainly going to want to get in on this. So new kids on the block for the KFAI pledge drive for me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, Crap from the Past, all that goodness. More details, you can check out KFAI.org. And now, this is a harmless enough song, so I'll just start it like this. And then I'll talk over the intro like those top 40 radio DJs do. London Beat. I've Been Thinking About You was a really big hit in early 1991. The follow-up, not quite as big, but a good sturdy pop record nonetheless. This is London Beat and A Better Love on Crap from the Past.
Gerber.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem inviting you to join us right here for another incredible memory trip
on Crap from the Past.
Lonely.
You may know the voices. The voices might be a little familiar to you. I kind of doubt it, though. That's Voice of the Beehive. That got a little bit of airplay here in the Twin... Well, not that song, but Voice of the Beehive got a little bit of airplay here in the Twin Cities in 1991 on the late KJ104 with songs like Monsters and Angels and Just Like You. Well, 5 years later, they released another album. Not many people bought the Sex and Misery album when it came out in 1996, but I did. And Scary Kisses was the big hit single, and it wasn't much of a hit at that. I like it, though. It's catchy. It's catchy and poppy. It's what I'm all about. I like the catchy. I like the poppy. And I bring it to you every week, as I've done for the last 15 years. 16. We turned 16. So we're in year number 17 of Cramp from the Past, and I find that a little hard to believe, but that's okay. Boy, my show was 4 years old. Cramp from the Past had already been around for 4 years by the time that song actually came out. What is that saying? Anyway, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide on KFAI. If you didn't hear last week's This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', go check it out on the archives at KFAI.org. I filled in for Mick Novak, who just wanted a week off, and it was pretty good. And to tip my hat to Mick, I'm going to play a song that she introduced me to by playing it on her show on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. I heard it. I was totally floored. I asked, who is this? This is really good. And she said, I don't know. It's this band. Somebody left this CD for me. Well, I hunted it down. I did a little bit of research, and the band is called Wide Right. They've released two albums, both of them on Pop Top Records, which is a tiny little label. First one came out in 2003, and it was just called Wide Right. It's a bunch of songs written and sung by a woman named Leah Archibald. And I'm assuming that she's from Buffalo, New York, because there are a lot of songs about talking about the Rust Belt and Buffalo and drinking Genesee from a can. Oh, yeah, I went to school in Rochester, New York, and I know Genesee beer. That's not some very good stuff, but it's from the Genesee River. And really, nobody outside of the upstate New York area will have ever heard of Genesee beer. And there's a lot of inside joke. Type, but not a joke, but inside stuff like that all over this album. And really, the Wide Right album that I have in my hands here, it's a work of beauty. The first two songs are fantastic on the album, but I'm saving those for theme shows that I'll be doing later in the year. Good theme shows at that. So I'm going to play you the song that Mick played for, well, not for me, but for her audience on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', and it fits right in on my show as well. The last song on the Wide Right album, this is Fireman's Fair on Crap from the Past.
You know it's time, cause they hung up the banners. Get the kids ready, cause it's time to go. We can let them ride the rocket and the teacups. We can win them a goldfish in a cheap fish bowl. We'll slog through the mud on the midway and count all the choppers that are parked out front. Waste our money on the games and concessions to bolster the balance of the firemen's fund. Beer tent and march through a sea of empty cans. Say hello to our junior high teachers and the parents of our childhood friends. We'll laugh at people say from high school who make fun of us behind our back. We can carry our beer on our heads with a loop of a six pack.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Call it rhythm and blues, psychedelic, or rock and roll, but call it funky.
On Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
mothership has landed on Planet Bootsy. Ah, the name's Bootsy, baby, from Bootsy's Rubber Band from 1977. George Clinton is way out there. This is Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org, trapfromthepast.com. Wow. All right, one more. Just because I feel like being silly, and this one's a lot shorter. Ohio Players and Funky Worm. Woo! On Trap from the Past.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Start right in, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now. Yeah. Me and the Ohio Player gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
That's a definite thing of beauty. From 1997. 97! That's Born to be Wild, as covered by the Moog Cookbook. Fantastic. Another song I got from the great Mick Novak, who hosts This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', which is coming up in 49 minutes here on KFAI. Who was the Moog Cookbook? Well, it was two guys, Roger Manning and Brian Kehoe. I don't know who Brian is, but Roger Manning was a veteran of the band Jellyfish. And we here in the pop world tend to pretty much fall at the feet of Roger Manning because he's got that much talent. We love him so much. Responsible for things like the Moog Cookbook. I will be playing much more of that in weeks to come. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm just going to assume it's good. And since I'm on this Roger Manning kick, I'm going to do two from Jellyfish. The reason, give you a little taste of the reason why people worship at his feet. From 1991, from the Belly Button album, Baby's Coming Back from Jellyfish on Crap from the Past.
I knew that when I saw that my life would soon move over from the fast lane. Gone would be the days of all my drinking and my carrying on. But when I settled down, the party king and crown, the stubborn memory hadn't faded. Too many dumb mistakes and all the grief it makes left nothing else to be debated. And if you say that you understand, then you're lying. But if you figure that I'm all right now, I can't deny it. Baby's coming back, baby's coming back, so I'm on my best behavior. I can't take it anymore, I just woke up on the floor today. Yeah, yeah, I've long run out of my last chances, but she's on the way. If I had a dollar for every single time I bought her,
Monster Gerber.
It was a reverberation from the golden age of pop music.
On Crap from the Past.
She turned the nightlight on and blew him a kiss. He stared back through his green Crayola eyes. She traced his likeness from off the back of the disc. Next to the box top promised her the biggest prize. The rock.
Nope, that's a really good Queen impersonation from Jellyfish Studio Wizards. And Wizards, you can put in capital letters because they were that good. Two albums from Jellyfish. That one there, joining a fan club from the Spilt Milk album and from 1993. And before that, Baby's Coming Back from Belly Button from 1990-91. Oh, if you can find either one of those, they're fantastic. And they only sold like 3 copies. It's kind of tragic. You can find them here in the Twin Cities. I've seen a couple sitting on shelves. Jellyfish, On Crap from the Past. KFAI is supported in part by Southside Pride Newspaper, hosting a CD release party on Saturday, March 29th. That's tomorrow. For their compilation recording Southside Soul Volume 1, The Sounds of South Minneapolis. Performers include Cadillac Colstead and the Flats, Chastity Brown and the Sound, Johnny Law and the New Century Prophets. The Sexy Bang, plus Papa John Colstead with Clint Hoover. The CD release party will take place at McMahon's Pub, 3001 East Lake Street in Minneapolis. Music starts at 7 o'clock. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. New stuff ripping off old stuff? It's supposed to be a regular feature here on Crap from the Past, but lately I've had a hard time actually finding new stuff ripping off old stuff. But I've got one song, one measly little song for you this month, and it's kind of weak. Barry Manilow, he had a... you could say it was a very respectable career all throughout the 70s until right around the end of the 70s. Once the 80s kicked in, he had a tough time selling records, and people really didn't take him seriously as a pop artist. I don't know if they ever did, actually, now that I think of it. Maybe in hindsight, but at the time, he didn't get a whole lot of respect from the pop world. Sold a bunch of records, but still wasn't respected. But as I understand it, by all accounts, the nicest guy in the world to work with. And people loved working with him. So he stayed employed. He found quite a bit of work. Played the oldies circuit for a while. Released records all throughout the 80s, 90s, and actually into the aughts. And he has this nasty habit, unfortunately, of re-recording some of his old songs. Could It Be Magic, for example? Originally recorded by the uncredited group Featherbed. Back in 1971, he recorded his own version in 1975. And then redid it again somewhere around 1993 as, like, Could It Be Magic 93. And it was, I think that one was produced by Trevor Horn and had the big synthesizers. And really, it was just a drastic overkill. Well, in 2008, Manilow's still releasing stuff and still re-recording his own hits for reasons that are inexplicable to me. This was released to Light Rock radio stations in early February 2008, and I'm going to play it for you here because you're not really going to hear this anywhere else. This is Barry Manilow, and it's billed as Copacabana at the Copa 2008 acoustic version. This is, in fact, Barry Manilow, still on Arista Records after all these years, and heard only here on Crap from the Past.
Was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and the dress cut down to there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha, and while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana? At the Copa, Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. They fell in love. His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana? At the Copa, Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was many years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth, she lost her Tony, now she's lost her mind. At the Copa, Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Now in the mid-70s, songs of love are the right sound, and this group is right with it.
On Crap from the Past.
Ah!
Tony Camillo's Bazooka is how it's billed on Dynamite, a good size hit from 1970, let's call it 75. I think that would work nicely. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at kfai.org and crapfromthepast.com. A lot of pop music you haven't heard on the air. That's right. We do this every week, as I've been doing since 1992. So we're in our 17th year of Crap from the Past. And I have to tease the pledge drive, which is coming up in a, let's call it about 4 weeks, something like that. I could be off plus or minus a couple, but I think it's the first week in April that pledge drive starts. And my personal theme, New Kids on the Block. Oh, it's a groaner. But boy, do I have some huge amount of stuff to give away. And we'll tease you. That's enough of a tease. New Kids on the Block. If you have any New Kids on the Block fans in your friend circle of friends or your immediate family, they're certainly going to want to get their mitts on this sleeping bag. I'll just leave it at that. And something you'd like to hear tonight? You can send me emails, as a lot of people have done it. RonaldCrapFromThePast.com. Not answering the phone, unfortunately, but I will respond to emails, usually by plopping whatever you ask for right on the air there. So hi to Top Cat, who's listening tonight, and who is now fully certified to push the buttons here on KFAI. He can use the big board. He can run the whole thing himself, and he can actually fill in all by his bad self, which I know he's been wanting to do for years. So you listen for Top Cat. He's certified now. I'm sure he'll be filling in for anybody, anywhere. So you need a sub? Call Top Cat. He's the guy. And Chuck, a long time friend and long time listener of Crap from the Past. Chuck, of Chuck and Joel, who used to host Cosmic Slop, the other pop show worth hearing, which is no longer on the air, unfortunately, because they retired a couple years ago, sent me an email tonight, ronacrapfromthepast.com, and I thought, let's make a big production out of it, because that's what we like to do. So, listen to this. I'm going to play you the first single released by the B-52s on Warner Brothers Records. Once they got signed over there, play about a minute of Rock Lobster on Crap from the Past. It's the B-52s. You've heard the song a kajillion times, and there's nothing wrong with that. The B-52s may sound all wacky and wild and crazy, but actually that's a pretty slick production there. And you don't realize it until you hear the original version of Rock Lobster, which they had recorded as a little indie 45 2 years earlier. And to me, the very straight... Well, listen in particular to the rough production compared to what you just played for you there, and listen for the absence of any crash cymbal. I, being a drummer, notice these things and like, hey, he doesn't hit the crash cymbal at all in the entire song, which I thought was very strange. So I'll give you 2 more seconds of the polished version from 1980, and then I'm going to play you the full original indie 45 version of Rock Lobster on Crap from the Past. Okay, here, listen to this. It's fun, it's polished, and this is what it sounded like 2 years earlier.
We were at a party. A dear love fell in the deep. Someone reached in and grabbed it. It was a rock lobster.
then you're talking about a superstar. People like Farrah Fawcett, Henry Winkler, and
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Well, I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live in love.
Favorite of mine from 1991, Firehouse, and Don't Treat Me Bad, a song that gets better and better with age, if you ask me. Really, I just love that song to death. And I haven't played it for a number of years here on Crap from the Past, so we're bringing it back, and we have brought it back, and you probably won't hear it again this year. And that's why we have the archives at KFAI.org. Go back and listen to it next week, won't you? That's how we like it here on Crap from the Past. Light and fluffy, that's how I'm feeling tonight. That funk really wore me out from earlier in the evening, so we're taking a little break from that. Stepping back, if you will, and playing just some straight-up-the-middle pop stuff. Or, in this particular song's case, some straight-up-the-middle new wave stuff, which is a remake of some straight-up-the-middle pop stuff. From 1984, Josie Cotton and a remake of The Looking Glass's Jimmy Loves Marianne on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
Wow, you can't find this stuff anywhere. Seals and Crofts, Pablo Cruz, Air Supply. Whoa, Loggins and Oates.
I've never heard of these bands, Mom. What kind of music do they play?
Whist Rock?
No.
Crap Rock?
That's it.
On Crap from the Past.
Es que no ves, mírate, que tienes esta noche algo especial, no me deja marchar, te lo diré, y no sé cómo empezar.
Yo que pensé poderte convencer, olvida todo, piensa solo en mí. Podrá ser tan fácil, atrévete, quédate conmigo. Respiras y me dices hasta pronto que te espero, que te vas de aquí, termino esperar.
Y si supieras que pensaba yo que dormí aquí, con solo un gesto tuyo más. No.
You know, I get a lot of requests saying, why don't you play any Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes in Spanish? There's a huge market out there for Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes in Spanish. There you go. That's the only song I have by Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes in Spanish. A baffling remake of Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer, which was a big hit for them in 1980. In English, of course. In Spanish, it's, let me get the title here, No Te Enamores. Enamores de un loco. Don't fall in love with a crazy? That's how I read that. I don't know. I'm assuming it sounds better when it's actually sung in Spanish. I've brought my show to a halt. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis on so many affiliates all over the world. Thank you so much for carrying the show. I know I don't acknowledge you every week, and I should, but so thank you for carrying the show. If you missed last week's show, you're going to want to go back and hear me play a bunch of songs about girls, and then you're going to tune in to me hosting This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' and destroying the franchise for Mick Novak, who may never let me fill in again. It was fun while it lasted. I had a good run, but you'll get to hear Mick's rebuttal starting in about 9 minutes for This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' here on KFAI. And now, a song. It came out in 1994, but it was a remake of a song that came out around 1984. The world's famous Supreme Team, the world's Supreme Dream Team, something like that, had the original version of Hey DJ, which was worked on by the same people who worked on the Frankie Goes to Hollywood records and The Art of Noise and stuff like that. Good record when it came out. This is a remake of that, sort of hippie and hoppy. It's got both kinds. And this was a pretty decent sized hit where I lived. I lived in Tucson at the time. We had to play it on the hip-hop station way back when. From 1994, A Lighter Shade of Brown and Hey DJ on Crap from the Past.
Coming back with a twist. It's the lighter shade, bringing back the funky rhythm. Time to show 'em what I give 'em, show 'em how I used to live 'em. Back in the days before hip hop departed, on with disco fever, not to vote to finish what he started. Walking down the street with your ghetto blaster bumping and thumping break beats, always urge to rap something. Nowadays you got a new type of flavor, a certain rap behavior, lighter shade returns the favor. I'm giving props to all the DJs that played the old funk, you know what we played. And as the MC left the freestyle funk flow, every once in a while they make the crowd scream. Jumping around, wouldn't have think that they did. Steady bobbing ahead while the girls had said. In the move to the groove, cause you know you wanna do it. And check it out. Step right up and see what the shade is all about. Who's the flavor? I'm the flavor. And I came here just to save ya with the bit of the same old that you heard. Huh, now can I get a word as I'm going gone? Hey DJ, come on and play me that funky song.
just like she did before.
This program is sponsored by Pacific Arts Presents and the Ultimate Doo-Wop Show, live at the Orpheum Theater, Saturday, March 15th, with doo-wop performances by The Drifters, The Contours, Kathy Young, The Eldorados, The Reflections, The Volumes, and many more. Tickets for the Ultimate Doo-Wop Show available at Ticketmaster.com.
Well, let me tell you that you've survived another thrilling installment of Crap from the Past, and you're still somehow listening to KFAI. Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online, most importantly, I can't stress this enough, online at KFAI.org. And, of course, CrapFromThePast.com. My own personal source of greatness at CrapFromThePast.com, where nothing's for sale. Not a big money-making venture, I tell you what. Pledge Drive coming up in just a few weeks, and I'm looking forward to it because my personal theme during Pledge Drive, in addition to raising boatloads of money for KFAI, is New Kids on the Block. I'm giving away the mother load as a pledge premium. I've decided to donate it to the station. It's really, it's four moving boxes full of stuff. I mean full of stuff. So we'll be giving that away. Details to follow, of course, but the only way to get it is to pledge a whole lot of money at KFAI. And details to follow in the first week in April. Mick Novak's in next with This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', and I have one song left, and I'm going to finish ahead of schedule because the song I queued up is only a minute and a half long. A flexi disc that came with one of the Bloom County books, and I can't remember which one. It's Built to Billy and the Boingers. I really actually don't know who plays on this record, but there you go. Billy and the Boingers from 87. This is You Stink, But I Love You. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Listen to the best in radio. Shh.